صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
بركاته. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 17th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 2nd of November 2023. Alhamdulillah, we welcome our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa rana Zahid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as we know, the current crisis and in Gaza today, what is the latest updates? Please take us through it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1445. So let us go first to the Haaretz newspaper, and then we'll give you news from other sources as well. So we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So this is what Haaretz is saying. Israeli army says dozens of Gaza militants dead overnight, IDF officer killed. Obviously, they're exaggerating. If they kill 5-6, they will say dozens are killed. And there, dozens are killed, they'll just say 1, 2, 3, or 4. So they're not honest. You know, jutlas, haramis, terrorists, that they are the ones, Quran says, layyam bi al-sinatim. They always speak with a forked tongue. How many times they were caught out lying and so forth. So anyway, let's see what goes on. Sirens around the Gaza border community of Kibbutz Holit. So it shows that Hamas is shooting there as well. IDF confirms 242 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. To add to that, Americans were also caught, remember, and they were coming in from Israel side, and now they are there by our brothers, mashallah, and they said, Ayyu al-Khanazir, O you swines, so all that you must remember. And so that was the second one. Sirens around Gaza border community of Kibbutz Nirim, you see, so that's another place. Israeli man in his 30s killed in suspected West Bank shooting attack. Very good. Say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. There in the West Bank, there's no Hamas, and they have killed already more than 100 Palestinians there in the West Bank. So Israel seeks international legitimacy, but time is running out. How you can be legitimate? Even the New York Times have said that you are targeting children. So you are baby killers, you must remember that. So once you become baby killers, the whole world is turning against you. So you and America are super terrorists, and you are the ones that you are war criminals, and you are guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing. So the whole world is seeing this. So USCPA, so as a possible solution in Gaza, so meaning PA is Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin, and them hopeless, useless they are, as Israel works to weaken it. You see, everything, they will work two ways. America will say, we're going to work with PA. Israel will say, no, Hamas are terrorists, and these people, they'll keep on weakening them and undermining them. So you must remember. Okay, thereafter, let's see whatever they got here. Israel, so they got here, Israel is not committing genocide in Gaza. So obviously, that's an absolute lie, fabrication. So you must remember that Biden bleeding support from Arab Americans over his support for Israel. See, so remember that I've been to America, plus minus, there are 10 million Muslims there. So majority of the Muslims will never vote for him, because you must remember, they can see his stance, 100% pro-Israel, pro terrorism, pro these haramis and so forth. So for Israelis, the reality of a long bloody war in Gaza is hitting home. So now they know they have to pick up many, many bodies and so forth. So because our people will keep on fighting till the end, yes it yeah. 17 Israeli soldiers killed since start of Gaza ground operation. So that's 17, you must read 70, remember that. So 70 plus have been killed and so forth. See here, Israel prevents Al Jazeera shutdown, fearing harm to Qatari hostage mediation. It's not fearing that. They talk a lot of lies, these people. That Qatar is paying them millions of dollars and so forth, and they know that the whole world will say that they are frightened, that now, because there's nobody to report from there, and then they can do as they please. You know how they are. You understand? Press is and so forth. Far-right Israeli MK, member of Knesset, their parliament, Zivi Zukot, to head subcommittee on the West Bank. So now they want to steal the West Bank. The international community says the West Bank is Palestinian territory. The Israeli Supreme Court says it is Palestinian territory, not Israeli territory. It is Palestinian territory and not Israeli territory. So the international community says West Bank is Palestinian territory and not Israelis. Similarly, Israeli Supreme Court says that, you see, but they're occupying it and they want to steal that also. And they are stealing the homes of the Palestinians, destroying their orchards and olive trees and all. Hamas officials, we will repeat October 7 attack until Israel is annihilated. We say Allahu Akbar. Very good that is. So you must remember that. Match lit in Yemen may force Saudi Arabia, US to step in. As far as Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates go, the leadership 100% Murtad, MBS and MBZ. And I said this morning and I repeat, whoever got shirk regarding these two shaitans and haramis, MBS Murtad bin Shaitan and MBZ Murtad bin Zindiq, remember that woman shakka fi kufrim fa wa kafirun. You got shak regarding them and you side with them, remember you yourself, you're out of the fold of Islam. So we must be very, very clear on those issues there. And then let's go down with what they say. Okay. Let's see here, if they preventing war in the West Bank. You see, that is the editorial. Amira Hess writes, amid the mourning, Israel settlements enterprise celebrates a great victory. You see, because they're stealing more land there. Okay, Israel's exit strategy from Gaza hasn't been adopted. So means, again, they'll get bogged down there. Gideon Levy, these are the children extracted after the bombardment of Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp. So see, children bombed and so forth and so on, that was their target, because they know they lost so many people and so forth. See, next one. Hundreds involved in attacking Arabs and leftists, but Israel police arrest only 4 people. So how can you ever have confidence in them and so forth? So therefore, we can't rely on them and that. So we must be very clear. Now, what is the aftermath of this? This is what you must know. Vienna, so that is, you must remember, in Austria, Jewish cemetery torch, you see? So all this, you can call it anti-Semite, you can call it whatever you want to, but you are going to suffer much more. So internationally, because we have the numbers and you don't have the numbers, and people will harm you, the Jutlas and so forth, in many, many parts of the world, so you must remember. White House rules out sending U.S. troops to Gaza, so remember that. Israel willing to cause mass civilian casualties, New York Times. Israel willing to cause mass civilian casualties. So all this is there, so we must be very clear. Pope Francis calls for two-state solution. The two-state solution is dead. Israel stole already 90%, 80% of the world, of the Palestinian. So therefore, they're wasting time. Amnesty calls for Israeli Gaza arms embargo. So no arms must come in there. Israel attack on refugee camp and atrocity. And today UN called it a war crime. Remember that. So therefore, we must remember very clear on these issues there. See, just to digress for 1 minute, here's one interesting one I mentioned this morning. Boris Johnson, BJ, wanted to let COVID kill the elderly. See, they speak of democracy, human rights, but through his vaccine, he wanted the elderly people to die. He goes, what they worry about it and this type of things there. So we must be very, very clear and so forth. See, there's Lindsey Graham. So his father was a priest, reverend, and he is allegedly a gay. He says, there's Lindsey Graham, civilian casualties in Gaza don't matter. You see that? This is Lindsey Graham. So meaning, they've got that mindset, the only people whose lives matter, you must remember, are these people, the Jutlas. And Palestinians can die 100,000, it doesn't matter. They're just like killing them flies, like you see. Egypt refuses to accept Palestinian refugees. We'll speak about that just now. And let's give you the last one, you must remember. Bloomberg says, U.S. could deploy peacekeepers in Gaza, meaning they want an international force there and so forth and so on. South American state cuts ties with Israel over crimes against humanity. That's Bolivia. And we know Chile and Colombia and all of them have, you understand, withdrawn their ambassadors. And similarly, Jordan also has withdrawn their ambassador from Israel. So that is what is happening. That's right there. This is now all from, you must remember, this, the press, which I'm reading from there. Let's see what is going on currently. So currently, you got three people fighting on our side. One is Hamas. So Hamas, we know, right? So they are headquarters, Gaza. They want it free and fair elections, everything. So they are well equipped, you must remember. They have released a statement and said, this Qassam Brigade is only 5% of the forces we are using now. And even our arms and ammunition and rockets and whatever, we only use maybe about 10%. So they have stocked up well. And they prepared to give their life. And that is what the world cannot understand. That how come these people right there in the small area, so much arms, and they have got so many tunnels, and only they know about it, nobody else knows about it. So that is one issue. Second one, we find that Hizbullah Shaitan, they call them Hizbullah. These are Shia, Shias are Kufar, so they also in a mix. You see, Iran is playing a shrewd game. Now that is the job of the Shias. So Iran directly will not get involved. They will use their proxies. So who are their proxies? In Lebanon, so they got, you must remember this, Hizbullah and Hizbullah Shaitan, we call them, like Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi used to say. And third one, now the Yemenis are getting involved, and that is the Houthis. So people say Houthi is wrong. It's Ha-Wa-Sa-Ya, Houthi. So with a Sa, not with a Ta. People, you know, they just get carried away by the Western press and pronounce it like that. We must pronounce properly the Islamic way. So Houthi is a tribe, and the people remember that. And the organization's name is Ansarullah. So you see the Shias, they got wonderful names that we must give them due. Lebanon, they got Hizbullah. The side in Yemen, Sana'a, and that they got that Ansarullah. And they call themselves Ayatullah. You see that? So wonderful names they kept and all this type of thing. But be that as it may, so they are Shias. Again, I made the statement this morning and I'm reiterating. Anybody, it can be Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever, atheist or whatever, and Shia or Qadiani or whatever. If they attack Israel, so remember that we will support them. You must remember this. And why we will support them? Because Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will assist this deen of Islam with, you must remember, through non-Muslims. Now see this Ansarullah, these Houthis and whatever you want to call them, Yemenis. What they did is a karamat, like, you know, so this or istidraj, whatever you want to call. So yesterday, now you must be masters to do this, you know. You know, Israel has got various channels. On Israel, channel 13 TV. TV, channel 13. So these guys from Yemen, they managed to hack in. You understand? Let me clarify one thing here. if you go to the website, you know. So if you go to the website of the Houthis, so this morning I was looking at it, you don't understand. So they say that they, there's Ansarullah and them, and Houthis, they follow the Zaydis, you don't understand. So Zaydi, we read Salat behind them. I went to Yemen in 2000, and Lebanon also I went, mashallah, in 97, 98, around there. In those days, when I went from Newcastle, so you must remember that they who tell us, you must remember that this Lebanon, they said that the embassy, that we want a letter from your employer and we want this. They were the people the most strict to get a visa, you know. I had to get a visa from here for Lebanon. So this time, in those days, in the 90s, 97, 98 and that. Then 2000, mashallah, when we went to America, all that with my brother Yusuf Dokrat, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. His father also passed away Friday. He passed away, his son passed away Friday. So Allah grant him. So we went to Yemen also, to Sana'a and all that. So little bit, we know what's happening there. So nevertheless, the point I'm making is, imagine they hacked the Israeli TV channel 13. And who came on the screen? Abu Ubaidah came on the screen. And the leader and the head of Ansarullah came. These jutlas were urinating and wondering what's going on with their TV. That he said, "Oh, you swines, oh, you pigs." That's how we started this khutbah. They understood, because now they knew they're on the Israeli TV. And they said, "We're coming to you from all directions." I sent it out, you must remember, on Twitter and on Telegram and all the groups and everything. So we must flood the market with these type of things. People must know. Our job must be, سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ. We must put fear in the hearts of the enemy, remember that. So they must know. We're not going to just come and sleep and all these things here. So they're all terrified. That how come these people are still surviving there? There are hardly any water going in, hardly any food going in, no fuel going in, medicine, little bit just going in and so forth. And never mind just surviving, they're waging an active war against us. So from a fiqh point of view, remember, if they are Zaydis in the true sense of the word, so then to read Salat behind them, everything is permissible, remember. And that is what is written on their website regarding the Houthis and the Ansarullah and so forth and so on. I myself, I remember that in Sana'a we used to read Salat behind them. And there are a few differences, but that are secondary differences. On Fanda, for example, you must remember amongst Sahaba, they accept Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, they accept Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, they accept Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, but they say Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh is the greatest companion. On that we disagree, but you can't on that point alone say that they are non-Muslim. So like that we must understand things properly. So that also just came in. So now the point I'm making here is, imagine the message they gave. So now the Israelis must be wondering that we're supposed to be the most secure country with the best army and this. And these people have intercepted and hacked our own TV station and so forth. So I mean, it's a big thing, it's not a small thing. Now let's come to the plan of the Americans, of the Israelis, the British and all of them. So this is their master plan, and we need to understand this. One side in Egypt you call Qanat al-Suez, okay? So the Suez Canal. And remember that Britain was involved, America was involved, this one was involved, this. When Gamal, the Egyptians, they say Gamal Abdul Nasser. When Gamal Abdul Nasser came, he nationalized it. You must remember, he said, "This is all nonsense. It belongs to you, belongs to you, belongs to you. And we all are shareholders. This belongs to Egypt, finish and clear." So there was a war also over that, you must remember that. But anyway, now it belongs to Egypt. So now what happens, they say that this Suez Canal is not very good for us. We must have control. So now from there nearby, not far from there, so you see they want to make Qanat Ben Gurion. Ben Gurion was the first prime minister of Israel. The airport is also called Ben Gurion, David Ben Gurion. 100% atheist, 100% secular person. He had nothing to do. They just used Judaism for their hidden agenda. And I like the politicians today. They had Eid day, Jummah day, Ramadan day, Muslim. Rest, Allah alone knows what they are. So like that, he would use confused, you know. So he was one of the founding fathers. So now this is the plot and the plan. We need to understand this. Because Muslims today, we're very simple. We don't understand the scheming, plotting, planning of the enemy. So what happens is this. So they say that we must have an alternate route. And that alternate route must go straight from there to Gaza. From Gaza, then we go to the sea, Mediterranean, and from there, Gaza, they got, Allah, me, I don't understand these things properly. So they got million and trillion and zillion, Allah alone knows, cubic meters of gas and cubic meters of oil and what and what. So there's huge treasures waiting. So the last people they want to leave it for is the Hamas or Palestinians. So they want to steal that. That is their job. So that is why they attack Iraq. That is why they attack Libya. That is why they are attacking Syria. So everywhere, it's not a holy war, it's an oily war. So remember that they want to. Now Gaza is in their way. 2 million people are in their way. So they say, now we have to sort this problem out. So either you bomb them all, so they can't come right with that. So second one, there will be huge resistance. Or either we transfer them, expel them to where? To Egypt. I sent it out today. So you must remember, they say there's enough accommodation in Egypt for 6 million, 7 million people. So these Palestinians there, that they can be moved there. But nobody's agreeing to that. You must remember that. They thought it would be a walk in the park. Now what we must tell the people, we must tell. You see, you take a Palestinian. So Palestinian child, male, female. Ask them, what's your name, your father's name, grandfather's name, great-grandfather. You will find each one of them can give you 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 generations that they are Palestinians. You must remember that. So that is their motherland, that is their homeland for generations, for hundreds of years, maybe 1,000 also. So, and go ask these jutlas, haramis. There they are, 90% of them, their grandfather, great-grandfather, are all, you must remember, overseas, either from Europe, either from America, either Canada, yeah, they're everywhere. So maybe they or their father and finish, and maybe some cases grandfather. Maximum you will find 3 generations, that's maximum. Majority is 1 or 2 generations. So whose land it is, whose homeland it is, you are occupiers, you are squatters. And therefore we say, when you came and invade and squat in our land, and then you're stealing more and more, so remember that occupation of somebody else's land is terrorism. There's no other term for it. So therefore, each one of you is a settler. And Gideon Levy wrote that. He said, all of us are settlers. Yeah. So meaning, he wrote it, I read it myself. You must remember that. So you must remember, so then the law will be, if you're a settler, then one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. There's no other way to solve the problem. Because your greed and your desire is something insatiable, what they call. That it can never be enough. So Yusammin Kalbak Yaakulka. You brought a small puppy, he wants more and more and more till he eats you up. Now you're the bulldog, you want to eat up the whole thing, you see. So therefore we say that you're gonna lose everything. Similar, if you want an example of it, is South Africa white man. When the white man and the Nationalist Party were told, everybody would tell them, we would tell them, but they would never listen because istikbaran fil ardi, you see. They were too proud and arrogant that, you know, and they had that power. Let us be honest. They used to say, if you know anything of apartheid, whether it was Malan or Stadium or Botha or the Klerk or what and what and what. So they used to say, if we start here in Pretoria, in 2 weeks we'll reach there, Cairo and Egypt, and we'll clean up, never mind South Africa, we will clean up the whole continent of Africa. And for real, they could have done it, because they had nuclear, they had the best army in Africa, and they could have, everybody feared them actually. But what did it help? You must remember, it helped nothing, because their pride, arrogance, they used to win the elections. I remember I was a young boy, I told you that, you know, my father, Allah grant them all, mother, father, all brothers, all of them, I'm going tomorrow. Oh yeah, there's another announcement I must make. Tomorrow, Jummah, inshallah, I will be in Heidelberg, there in the Masjidur Rahman, there in the township, you know, Shalima Reach, not in town, I'll be in a township, inshallah, for the Jummah tomorrow, inshallah al-Aziz. So I remember very, very well, you know, when I was a young boy, 7, 8, 10 years old. But from that time, I had this love for reading. You know, half the words also you don't understand sometimes, you know. But my father, Sunday, would bring, there's no TV that time and all this kind of thing. TV only came South Africa in 76. So my father would bring Sunday Times, Sunday Tribune, Sunday Express. Sunday Express was a tabloid style, like the Citizen, you know. And he used to bring the Post. The Post used to carry funny articles, you know, about the Africans. This one made Muti. This one, this priest got busy with this woman. And like that and that. So we youngsters, we should read all this. I used to laugh, you know. Which kind of all this funny, funny things happening there. And then afterwards, the Sunday Times brought, you must remember, the Extra. So they have the Indian Extra, you know. So they give you all the Indian news and all those kind of things. And all Indian Panchat, like, you know what we call. So Indian Samachar. So they call in India like that. So all those kind of things. So days you read, you must remember, whenever elections came, they use one word, Swart Kafar, Swart Kafar. You whiteys, you must vote for us, the whites. If you're not going to vote for us, then remember the blacks will take over and then they will marry your woman. Then they will do this, they will do that. They instill fear in them, you must remember. And majority of the whites, today they want to deny it. They must ask us, we are the victims. Go ask the blacks of the 50s, 60s, 70s. Go ask the Indians of the 50s, 60s, 70s. Go ask the clear langa. You know what they used to call the colors? They used to call them clear langa. You see that for us they used to call coolies, and for them the clear langa, and for the Africans they heard the K word, you know that. So that is how they used to speak. You must remember these kind of things. And the colors were, the Malays were worst off in this, because they dumped them with the colors. You must remember these things. So therefore for them was a greater sacrifice, you must remember, because why? That you must, they were far away from the masajid, madrasas and all these type of things there. So all these things happened there. So now Israel does the same thing. You must remember this. You must vote for us, Jewish supremacy, and a Jewish state, and Jewish this, and Jewish this. If we're going to have one man, one vote, and we're going to have all that, then it will be Palestinian rule, and that we can't allow, you see. Therefore, 6 million Palestinians are in the diaspora, and the outside, and so forth. So this is the real battle going on. All that of 7th October and all that is a lot of bunkum, you must remember that. That you can even go to, even today, Haaretz, I was reading, some family say, we will never forgive Benjamin Netanyahu, Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you killed today? So you must always say that to him. They must know the Jutlas are listening, they're recording us. So that is what we have to say. So the Jutlas are saying, we will never forgive you. Why? So that day, they relaxed their security. Meaning that they wanted something to happen at a very small scale. They never expected it to go so big. And let me be honest, some our people killed, and some even the Israeli Defense Force and them, they killed their own people. Why? When they say that the Palestinians are there, they just start shooting like mad people. So instead of shooting Palestinians, they're shooting the Jutlas also. So they can call it collateral damage or whatever they want to call. So that's why when the dust is settled, then you're going to see this. Chapter 59, verse 14, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. So already it's starting among themselves. There's a big war. You must remember that. And tahsabuhum jami'a. You think they're united. They can never be united, Jutlas. Wa qulubuhum shatta. Shatta is plural of shatit. Like mariz marda. So shatit shatta. So mariz marda. So their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. And wow is haliya. So whilst their hearts are totally fragmented, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They got no brains and no intelligence and that. They think America is going to be there all the time for them. They don't know America is facing big problems themselves. And then you must put that surah. They got no brains. Surah 59 verse 14. And read it in conjunction with the other verse. Chapter 7 verse 167. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ. Allah has announced, لَيَبْأَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Definitely, surely, it will continue. The lam is there, the noon is there, double emphasis. Definitely, surely, it will continue, alayhim. So against them, the jutlas, the haramis, the super terrorists, ila yawm al-qiyamah, till the day of justice, may yasumuhum su al-adhab. So from time of Nabi Musa, alayhi salam, right till day of justice, Allah will appoint somebody, something, and they will always be there to punish them. And one last one, Musnad Ahmad's hadith, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the virtue for Hamas, this is the virtue for Jihad Islami, this is the virtue for the Palestinian al-Murabiteen. So people say, but why they did all these things here and there? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Musnad Ahmad said, La tazalu ummati, so by ummah there will always be one group, a ta'ifa, and they will be always fighting. La yadurruhum man khadalahum, it will not cause them harm, those who don't assist them, like the murtads and hypocrites and all that is Muslim countries. And like the article today, Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desaisab wrote of Majlis, we sent it out. He said that look at Turkey, just making noise but no army, nothing. Muslim country, Sunni country, all sleeping. And never mind sleeping, they're helping Israel actively, like Saudi Arabia, like Emirates and all of them, Jordan and all, so Egypt and so forth. So we must be clear on that. And they will win eventually. Then they ask, Manuhum Ya Rasulullah? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are those there bi Bayt al-Maqdis, bi Bayt al-Muqaddis. Go open Musnad Ahmad. So we say, if you apply that hadith, and now you see who is fighting for Islam, who is fighting for Aqsa, who is fulfilling a farz-e kifaya on behalf of the ummah. So therefore, I sent out a nice tweet today. I said, inshallah, the people of Gaza will bring izzah to this ummah. You see? So that is and then these haramis, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and all this, I name them, Egypt, Jordan, all. For them, Allah will bring zillah, destruction, and Allah will decimate them, destroy them. You stood with the zalimeen. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. So remember, you went, Allah says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا وَلَا تَمِيلُوا, don't even incline and bend. If you do that, فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, and besides Allah, nobody can help you, nobody can protect you. So that is where we stand today. This whole thing, the one benefit, if you don't understand politics, you don't understand anything. So this you must understand. يَمِيزُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ. So Allah Ta'ala has brought a complete distinction. Who are on haq and who are on batil. يَمِيزُ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Who is khabith and who is impure and immoral, and who are pure and who are the real servants of Islam. And so that has become apparent for the world to see.
Jazakumullah khairan. Inshallah, we'll meet you after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you back to this program. And our discussion currently is on the current crisis of Gaza and its surroundings. Mufti Sahab, our question now is, what's happening within the boundary of Masjid al-Aqsa?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us go again and just see what's the latest there, because Haris keeps on asking. 14-year-old boy Palestinian dies after being shot at by IDF in Nablus. I've been to Nablus. Nablus is there in the West Bank. German Interior Minister announces complete ban on Hamas activities. See that? So Germany, and yesterday, you know, they had to apologize to Tanzania for all their crimes they committed there during the colonial rule and so forth. So now they got complete ban. So that is what's happening. Sirens sound in Gaza border community of Mivtazim or whatever it is. So it shows that they are busy still, remember that. Okay, so what's the three things I must say, then we'll come to Masjid al-Aqsa and that. So that, remember, in Belgium, I don't know if I mentioned it or not, Belgium, that there the trade unions are saying, we're not going to deliver and handle any of the weapons of Israel. It can stay there at the ports or whatever and rot there, but we will not handle it, you see. So that is what we are saying South Africa should do. That South Africa mustn't. I sent out an open letter to the ANC yesterday on my Twitter account and all. I said that you need to do the following: expel the Israeli ambassador, you need to close down this embassy of theirs, and then third one is this, that we must put, it happened before, that the trade unions and them must say, we're not going to handle things coming in from Israel, whether at our airports or whether at our ports or whatever, and so seaports and so forth. So that is how then you can say you're doing something. Otherwise, just giving speeches and all that, that is just now, you must have lip service, you must remember these things. So Aqsa al-Mubarak is open, but very few people can go inside. You know the Juttas, they control it and so forth. And then we have the Haram Army, MBS. MBS tomorrow will be Sheikh Salih bin Humaid. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid was the last Imam. So you must remember, because with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, that I translate the khutbah every Friday. So you must remember, he used to say, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtallin al ghasibin. He used to use those words openly, openly. Then MBS came and he banned them. See? So now what happens tomorrow is his khutbah, his sermon. So we'll see what he has to say. So he will make dua, inshallah. But you know how they'll make dua. Allah mahfaz al-Majid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, protect Majid al-Aqsa. Allah, help the people in Palestine. They can say Palestine, but they can't say Gaza, because Israel will get upset. So they can't use the word Yahud. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin. They can't say that. So it shows that if you look at it really objectively, all three holy places of ours, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, in Arabic you use the word Saitara. Lesta alayhim bi musaytir. You see that? So you call it the masdar, the verbal noun will be saytara. So the real authority, the real jurisdiction of this is by the jutlas. Can you imagine jutlas, haramis, who are made swines? Allah Ta'ala says in Surah 5, verse 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah made them into swines and into monkeys and so forth. Surah 62, verse 5, Surah Jumu'ah. So كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They're like donkeys carrying encyclopedias and so forth. So they have control our three holiest places. They tell MBS, the Murtad, you mustn't allow this. So he tells his Imam. And if they do say, they get locked up. It happened. So you must remember to Sheikh Salih Ali Talib. So he said, don't visit the cinema 10 years. So you must remember. Now what wrong is that? But this harami murtad will say, no, I'm the person in charge, you must listen to me. You don't listen to Allah Ta'ala, you don't listen to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you listen to me. And I'm in Ulil Amri. Ulil Amri are Muslim. Ulil Amri are people who got justice in Islam's law, not people like you. You are murtad. Therefore, we tell our people, you don't have to listen to them. You must wear your ihram and go and make the nafil tawaf and everything. You don't have to go upstairs and tire yourself. Likewise, there in Madinah Munawwara, you're that if you get your friend's phone or somebody else's phone and you get that appointment and they don't that time, that slot to go there in Riyazul Jannah, you must go. No sin in all this. These are murtads. You don't have to listen to them. So, la ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asyatil khaliq. That there is no obedience to anybody, when any creation, when it leads to a sin against the Creator. So, therefore, we are very clear on these issues here. So, therefore, we must pray always, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Now, in this day, this age, from the Jutlas and the Shias. Because all of them got their eyes there. And then, Ya Allah, Allah Matwahir, Allah Maharrir, Al-Majid Al-Aqsa, Min Al-Yahudi Al-Ghasibin Al-Muhtallin. Muhtallin means occupiers. Al-Ardul Muhtalla. So these are things that we should always remember and understand these issues.
Mufti Sahib, when we see Julius Malema, he seems to have been given a powerful speech outside the Israeli embassy. Should we take him seriously?
So you must remember, as far as politicians go, I always say that I didn't know if you... I saw him one day, he came to Heidelberg to deliver a speech. It was a comical thing. That day, that MC and all that made so many blunders, and he spoke Rajbansi, you know. So his party, Minority Front, you see. I must remember all these kind of things. So I don't know if you remember. So first we had full apartheid, you know. So there was no say for Indians, colors, blacks, nothing. Then the white men said, no, let us give, you understand, the Indians and the colors little bit, you understand, say. So they gave us House of Delegates for Indians. And then for the colors, they gave House of Representatives. I don't know if you know all these things here. So for us, then the leader that time was Rajbansi. He was very famous, you understood, for the Indians and so forth. And they had Kali Kali, one, two parties like that. We never ever voted, obviously. And the colors also had. So there was that Hendricks and all of them there. So like that, they made them happy. And then all these Bantustans, they made Saskai, Transkai, and all these kind of things and all. So anyway, all that happened. So somebody asked Rajbansi, what is the definition of politics? Was the question? What's the definition of politics? So he said to make the impossible possible. You understand? Somebody will tell you this is against the law. So what? We just change the law, they shoot us, finish. You understand? So he said, so it's a good thing, he said. So what we say, that politicians are who? That they work on the law of expediency. What it means, they work on the law of expediency Friday, because Friday is first now, so they will come Friday to the Muslim. Oh, you know how what Muslims did, that the Freedom Charter was written in a Muslim home, and you gave this person, so many Muslims died for the struggle, and so many Muslims contributed, and all this kind of thing. So you will think, but these guys are very sympathetic to us, but they're making us fools. Yeah, in the Eidgah, same thing happened. That it was an election campaign, you must remember that. But when we spoke against it, our Muslims, some of them object. How can you say, today they're seeing who's the idiots and who's the fools and all these type of things. Same thing went to Cape Town, so in the mosque they came and all that. So Saturday they'll go there with the jutlas and say, you know what, how many Jews were part of the struggle, how many gave money and so forth, and we really appreciate it and that. And Sunday they will go there with the church, you must remember, and speak to them, you must remember that. Then Monday they'll go with the Hindus and tell them that, you know, Gandhi and us and all that, Gandhi was in South Africa and like that. So they play with the emotions, you must remember, of people. So this is what the politician's job is, horses for courses, always. So you must never get impressed with this and all these type of things. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna minal bayani la sihra. Some people's bayan and lectures and speech and words, they bewitch you, they captivate you. It's like magic, you see. You see, Obama, Barack Obama is a murtad, you know. Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Barack a Baraka, and his father Hussein, and Obama grandfather and all. So you must remember, he went madrasa, everything murtad. When you hear him speak, you say, but what an orator and so forth, and how he speaks, you see. But your pakka murtad. And when he was asked for what you shooting all these drones there into Waziristan, Pakistan, he say, we want to show how strong we are. But they're killing, murdering innocent people, civilians and all these kind of things. But we are the terrorists and they are not the terrorists. They are the super terrorists. So that is what policy. You mustn't get fooled with these type of things there. So you must remember, it's like Gandhi. Gandhi said, me, I keep the Quran, I keep the Bible, I keep the Gita, I keep the... They say, what? So this man is very good, you know, see, studying Quran and Bible. So if you really love Islam so much, then why you didn't embrace Islam? You see? So this type of thing there. Just one minute story I give you. One day, if you get chance, you must go there. We went for Umrah. When? 1995, December. You see, I was in Newcastle. So after Umrah, all that, we had our bookings, everything. So then we went from there, Jeddah, to Bombay, Mumbai now. So we landed there. Then from there, we took a plane to Porbandar. Bandar means, Bandarga means harbor, you see. So Porbandar. So Porbandar is the headquarters of, you must remember, that whole area like, and that they got the airport, they got the ocean, they got the harbor, they got all that there. And 90% of the people speak Mamun. It's the only way you can enjoy there, you must know good Mamun. So me, I landed, I spent 2 nights there and 1 whole day there. So anyway, we landed at night, so we spent that night, the day and the night, the next day we went to our Gam, Banvard. So B-H-A-N-V-A-D, Banvard, but they pronounce it Banvard. So that day, so we said, now, okay, what must we do? He said, no, you must go to the Gandhi Museum. So we went, you pay, I don't know, 5 rupees, 10 rupees, whatever it is, I can't remember. So we went there and all that. Very interesting, but 2-3 incidents they got that. So they say that was Gandhi smoking or not? So they said, yeah, one day he tried some cigarettes and all this type of thing. Then one day they said that he wanted to see how, if he can control his desires, you see. So he slept that side there, and one lady slept that side there. So he was also sleeping there, and she was sleeping here. But they never gravitated to one another like the monk and the nun, you see. Otherwise you get some monkey business, you see. So they say that, see his willpower and all this kind of things there. So you will hear some crazy stories, but the people, they go mad, you know, especially these whiteys. So many whites come there just for this, because Gandhi was born there, and they say that what the man and thus and all these kind of things there. So for us Muslims, if you know South Africa, so they said that these guys, that they must be considered like whites, you see, those Muslims, because Muslims are a little bit fair in complexion. So they say we can write them as Arabs and make them part of white. But Gandhi and them say, no, these guys are Indians, they must be part of the coolies and this type of things there. So a lot of stories and all these kind of things there, you must know. So that is how today you see that now India is full of support, the government for Israel. And the opposition, they took out a march and so forth. So a lot of things there to learn. So when you go Indian history and so forth and so on. So end of the day, what we must do is we have to liberate. A dua we leave you with, Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud. Kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. You see, you must learn this kind of duas. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud. Ya Allah, does Ali Saud, meaning that does MBS and this and all these characters. So we don't say everybody, but these characters here we're speaking about. Allah, you must destroy them. Kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. As you destroy the Qawme Ad and Qawme Thamud. And for the Jutlas and Haramis, Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi Zalimin al Muhtalin. Ya Allah, these occupiers and these zalim oppressors, you destroy them, decimate them. And for Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah matahir or Allah maharir al-Masjid al-Aqsa min al-Yahud al-Ghasibin. So these are the simple duas. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Read it tomorrow also. Get our family members, everybody involved. Insha'Allah al-Aziz. So that is our lineup. Insha'Allah al-Aziz. Now over to the news. Brother Suleiman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sawt ahli sunnah wal jama'ah. Sawt markaz al-sahaba.